This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Elena Newport, the undisputed and delightful star of the Capitol Steps, Washington's premier musical satirist. Elena, how are you?
I'm fine. How are you? You're still holding on to your job. I haven't resigned mine. We're better off than Anthony Weiner.
I guess so. I think we've also handled our Twitter accounts slightly more responsibly than Congressman Weiner.
I haven't even been tempted to text anything like that. You know, we talked about it last week, and I think we decided that, you know, women really don't want pictures like that. They want a picture of a guy cleaning the house. That's what they really want.
That's the real turn-on, huh?
Yeah, that's right. So it's graduation time again.
Absolutely. And, of course, the Capitol Steps have an all-time classic in this category. I believe it originally, was it a Kurt Vonnegut graduation speech back in the 90s or somebody
right,
like that?
Right, it was. It was called Wear Sunscreen. And we actually would add, if we could redo this today, we would add, you know, just watch what you text. But, it's, you know, I think we did this a few years back before that was even something that occurred to people.
Exactly right. So here's a look at the Capitol Steps with timeless advice to our graduates. It may say 2000, but it really is appropriate anytime.
Ladies and gentlemen of the class of 2000, don't wear sunscreen. Wear deodorant instead. If I could offer only one tip for the future, deodorant would be it. Whereas the rest of my advice has no basis more reliable than your own MTV watching experience. I will dispense this advice now. Enjoy the power and beauty of your youth. In 20 years, you'll look back and say, why did I pierce my tongue? Why did I tattoo my butt? What did I tattoo on my butt? Who is Janet Reno? Enjoy your hair. Guys, you never know when it will decide to leave your head and begin to sprout from your ears. Keep your old love letters. Whoever wrote them might run for president someday. Ladies, if a man notices an attractive woman, there's no need to say, those aren't real, you know. We don't care. Men, if you're asked any of the following questions, do I look fat in this? Is she prettier than I am? Do you think I've put on weight? The only acceptable answer is no. Say it fast. Say it with conviction. And for God's sakes, don't look before you answer. Believe, if you will, what the airlines would have you believe about aircraft safety. That no plane can possibly crash if everyone's tray is in the full upright and locked position. And finally, class of 2000, remember this. It takes more than 4,000 muscles to make a frown, but it only takes 4 to smile, pick up the phone, call a lawyer, and sue someone.
Now, there you go, Elena. Timeless advice.
And now there's so many more technological ways to get in trouble, like updating your Facebook account inappropriately or whatever. So we're going to really have to redo that one.
Exactly right. Yeah, because we're now over halfway to the 20 years later where folks wonder why they pierced and tattooed where they
That's right. And who was Janet Reno?
That's exactly right. Oh, yeah. What'd you make of that Congressman Weiner press conference yesterday? First of all, it seemed a little bit interesting that he didn't just release a statement, but it got a little rowdy. I thought the first press conference was bizarre. This one certainly matched it stride for stride.
Yeah, was that you heckling? And I heard it was somebody from a radio station.
No, I think those were people affiliated with Howard Stern.
Oh, okay.
Quite a bit different.
Well, it got them some good coverage.
Yeah, so. no doubt about it. So
that would be a good place to just go to a Wiener press conference and stand there behind, you know, behind him with a sign giving your, you know, the website of your radio show or whatever.
Yeah, exactly right. There are two parts of this story in the last couple of weeks that I just found so interesting. First of all, yesterday he literally thanked his parents for instilling him with the values that have carried him to this day.
Oh, did you see that? I was thinking his parents are there going, no, don't mention us.
Yeah, no, you can't pin this one on us.
Right.
And then the other part of the story, which I found just fascinating, is that apparently the Clintons are very close to his wife, so Bill Clinton is so outraged that he won't even talk to Anthony Weiner anymore about the fact that he's been so thoughtless and careless about his personal life. So you really know you've stepped in it when Bill Clinton is so disgusted with you he won't even talk to you.
That's bad. And Bill Clinton survived somehow.
Yes.
I guess the point is, if you're going to do anything, actually, you know, have sex, and then you won't.
I'm not sure that's the lesson that we should all be learning. Just a thought. But a couple other stories this week. You got your first major Republican debate. Got Michelle Bachmann in the race, and perhaps a couple more before this is all over.
That's right. We're debuting our Michelle Bachmann song tomorrow night, so we'll try to get that to you next week. A duet with Sarah Palin and Michelle Bachmann, and you decide who's the winner.
Very good. Elena, have fun with that. We'll talk to you again next week.
All right, thanks.
Elena Newport, star of the Capitol Steps. Check them out every Friday and Saturday evening at the Reagan Building here in Washington. Learn more about their work online at capsteps.com, where you can get a copy of their brand new CD, Desperate House Members. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.